when you think of Alex, you have to just smile because coming in as a rookie, Alex was probably the guy that the players looked up to most and respected most. You might say he was like the godfather of the Detroit Lions in that all the rookies had to pass through and get his approval of acceptance before you felt like you were a member of the Detroit Lions. Coming in as a rookie, it made me feel real good to feel that I had been accepted by him. Now, you're talking about years ago when the game had changed. Guys played for a lot of different reasons and respected one another for a lot of different reasons. And during that time, he was the guy that emulated what the Detroit Lions was all about. So it's a sad time. It's a time in my life where all I feel good about at a point in time like this is the fact that I can reflect back and think of nothing but good memories. I can still picture the strain and the struggle it was to get that smile from him. What you saw in his career as an actor was something that he didn't prepare for. Alex, underneath all of that toughness and football player and that tough skin, and was just a gentleman. He was a nice, nice guy, and he was a funny individual, and he made it hard for you, but you knew that underneath all of that, it was all about being a good teammate, and that's what he exemplified to me. Is just a good person. He's going to be sorely missed, but at the same time, as I said before, whenever I think of Alex, I think of nothing but good times and the fact that he could make a young rookie feel accepted in the NFL. You know, Alex is he's going to always be remembered by me, and to this day, I still think of that incident, and it brings nothing but smiles. So, in spite of all that's going on there's still some happy memories that I have when I think about Alex Karras.